Masechet Zevachim, Perek Chet, Mishnah He. Here we'll talk about a case where a person had the limbs of a valid Korban Ola, and they became mixed up with limbs of a blemished Korban Ola. Problem here becomes, we're not allowed to burn these limbs on the Mizbeach, because a blemished limb being offered on the Mizbeach is forbidden, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who told us in the last Mishnah, when we had parts of the Korban Hatat, which is not allowed to be burned on the Mizbeach, that you're allowed to do it and you consider it to be fuel, firewood of the Mizbeach. Here, in our Mishnah, would be different, because everybody would agree, even the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that blemished limbs are not allowed to be offered on the Mizbeach. They're repulsive and they're a negative and they do not belong on the Mizbeach. So that's not an answer over here. So what we'll talk about here is what should be done if the Kohen, who made a mistake, he didn't know that the limbs of the Ola, some of them were blemished, and he went ahead and he put one of the limbs on the fire of the Mizbeach. Mishnah says, Evarin be'evre ba'alim mumin, if the limbs of a valid Korban Ola became mixed with the limbs of a blemished Korban Ola, Rabbi Eliezer omer, im karav rosh ehad mehen yikirevu kol harashin, says Rabbi Eliezer, if the head of one of them, if the Kohen put the head of one of them to burn on the Mizbeach, all the other heads should also be on the Mizbeach offered as well, because we assume that the head that was burned came from the blemished Korban Ola, and that all the other Korbanot that I'm proceeding to put on the Mizbeach are the ones that are not problematic, they're the unblemished Korbanot. So that's the assumption that we make. And the reason we do that is because technically on a deoraita level, there's bitul, there's nullification of the blemished animal amongst the unblemished korbanot. Only on a rabbinic level do we say, no, davar hashuv labatil, that since the blemished korban is davar hashuv, it's considered to be something of significance, and therefore it's not nullified, are we mahmir? But now that we already have one animal that went on the mizbeach, and we're dealing with the Drabanan, we could assume that the one that was offered was the blemished one, and everything going forward were unblemished korbanot. The Gemara comments over here and says that when Rabbi Eliezer is allowing this, of course, number one, it's already when one korban has already been offered, and therefore you could assume that's the problematic one. As well, when Rabbi Eliezer is allowing you to continue to put the additional korbanot on, you're not allowed to offer them one at a time, because if you offer them one at a time, even there, maybe the one that you're offering right now is the problematic one. And therefore, the Mizbeach is working in a problematic way. It's only working on that one. But if I'm offering two or more, at least one of the korbanot are going to be offered definitely from a valid korban. So he would make you offer two at a time. Kira'oshe lehad mehen, same, if a Kohen offered the leg of one of them, yikrevu kol hakira'ayim, then all the other legs also should be offered. Same logic over here. If one set of legs were offered, you could assume that that was the problematic blemished one, and everything that goes afterwards is unblemished, and therefore you're allowed to offer it. V'achamim omrim, afilu karvu kulam chutz me'ahad mehen yetzeh lebetas refa. V'achamim disagree over here, and they say that even if all of the korbanot were offered, except one of them, we're not allowed to assume that the remaining korban is from a valid korban. We have to make the assumption, we have to be strict over here and say that it's a possibility that it's from a blemished korban, and therefore it's not allowed to be offered. Yetzeh lebet hasrefa, but it should be taken out to the place where the invalid korbanot are burned.